Hi, everyone. My name is Christina, and I'm new to the podcast world. This is my first episode, intro, introducing myself to everybody and kind of giving an idea of what my podcast will be about. I plan on doing them every Friday. It's called Moms Out of the Box, and the reason why it's called Moms Out of the Box is because I'm that mom that does everything outside of what society thinks a mom should be. I fuck up. My kids aren't the best behaved. I literally have probably not kept them on a path they should have been kept on. I'm not proud of it. I am proud of my kids, though. They're not out getting in a lot of trouble, but I really did screw up. And sometimes I wish I could rewind and be a better parent, but I can't. So maybe I can help somebody else who's just starting out or who just feels like they're in the same situation that I am. And it doesn't even have to be just for moms. It can be for dads, step-parents, uncles, aunts, people taking care of kids. And honestly, if you're listening to this and you don't have kids, it might be a great form of birth control. So who knows? But I just chose to call it Moms Out of the Box because I literally do things backwards and wrong. And I'm not necessarily that perfect mom at all. So I want to give you an intro to who I am, and it's kind of a lot to, I'm trying to figure out how I can put it. It's a lot to take in, so it might be pretty boring to you. It might be hard for you to follow. I am in my 40s. I have 5 sons. I'm a single parent, and when I say single parent, I take care of my kids without a father. Taking care of them with me. I have 3 different fathers in my life and 5 kids, 5 boys. I don't want to name them just because if people are listening and their names are out there, I just feel like I might embarrass them just a little more than I already have most of their life. So I'm going to call them babies A, B, C, D, and E. So A is my oldest, E is my youngest. So baby A and baby B and baby D. So for those of you following along, that's baby 1, 2, and 4. They all have the same father, same mom, same dad. So they're full-blooded brothers. Baby C, which is the 3rd baby, has a different dad. And baby E has a different dad. And I know that sounds horrible and time spread out, but apparently, as good of a judge and character as I am on most people, I really can't fucking judge men for shit. And also, I am a cusser. So if I offend you by cussing, I'm sorry. You don't have to listen. I'm not forcing you to listen. I am very opinionated. I cuss. I sometimes judge situations before they should be judged, just like I'm sure I get judged. And if that's offensive to you, you know, I can apologize for some of it and you can educate me and I can take back some of the stuff I say or do. However, I'm not forcing you to listen to me, so you can just change the pod, the cast, whatever. You don't have to listen to it because there's so many other options out there. I'm just hoping that I can maybe shed light on some situations that people might not otherwise look at. And the more I get into this, you'll see what I'm talking about. I literally probably should have been the star of Jerry Springer for a while with how much drama and the situation and how I got 3 kids. Are 5 kids with 3 different daddies and 3 of them who have the same dad, but yet there's one in the middle with a different dad. It's confusing to people. And what's even more confusing is baby C has 2 other brothers from a different mom, same dad, and they're all around us sometimes. And it really confuses people. So it's crazy, but if you listen and keep up, you'll be able to catch on to all of it. But before I go into all that, I truly don't need any, you know, trolls or people sending me messages judging my situation. I already know what I put myself in. I already know what I put my kids in. I already know all of this. You're not going to be telling me something I don't already know. So there's no need to bully me about it or send me messages saying that if I do certain things, I'll be saved or anything like that. I am here just to hopefully give people a little entertainment and to also help somebody who might feel the same way I feel. I feel like I'm that mom out of the box because I have fucked up so much. And in the environment I'm in and the circles I hang out with, I am the odd parent. I am the parent that does everything on my own. And so I'm here to maybe help some other people. So back to the whole story of my five kids. I kind of lost Rosette, but so baby A, B, and D, their dad is in prison. He sits up there earning free shit all the time, thinking his life is probably grand and that he's changing his life, but yet it's his fourth time in prison. And my kids, they don't want anything to do with him. They really don't. My two older ones, they tried to get to know him when he was out a couple times. And after they were around him, they chose to not want anything to do with their father. My baby D, he's not actually a baby anymore. You know, my teenager D, he's 15 right now. He gets letters from him still and he will read them, but he just throws them right in the trash. Doesn't respond. Doesn't care to ask any questions. Sometimes he'll say one thing, but he doesn't want anything to do with him. And that is their choice, not mine. And so baby C, not so much a baby anymore. He's 16. His dad comes to the sporting events. His dad, you know, lectures him still about school. His dad shows up to things, lives on the same block. We can walk. He walks back and forth between both houses. He shows up for that stuff, but financially he hasn't helped with anything in years. So that, you know, I'd rather have him be there though than the money, but he's also not always 100% there. And we could talk about that in the future too. Baby E, he is my last baby. He is 7. He came along much later and he is a special needs child. His father, I would like to say it's a mistake, but it's not, because I love having baby E. He is amazing. He's changed all of our lives. He gave me a different outlook on life than what I would have had if I didn't have him. But his father is an alcoholic, and I didn't know that at first. He hides it, and he hides it very well. And it took me a while to realize that that's what it was. And he pays me child support because, being that I have a special needs child, some things went down a few years ago where the courts got involved, and it wasn't anything I necessarily did, just so you know, but they made his father show up to the court saying he had a right to him. He had never had anything to do with him, didn't call, didn't pay child support, nothing, didn't want anything to do with him. Shows up, and the courts ordered him to file child support on himself so that I could get child support. Well, we did the calculator thing, and the more I thought about it, he would have had to pay me like $900, almost $1,000 a month due to all the circumstances. And who could fucking live off that? Like, I don't like the guy that much. I would never be in a relationship with him. I could see right through him at this point. But still, he wouldn't be able to pay me $1,000 a month and live. It's just almost impossible. So we came up with our own agreement. He gives me the money at the beginning of the month. It's way less. And I thought he would want to be more involved with baby E, but he doesn't. He shows up and he pays me, or sometimes he makes me go fucking get the shit. Like, I have to drive to see his girlfriend or drive to his work or drive to his house, because he is the type of person that is pretty dramatic about everything. And he takes everything and does it, makes it 10 times harder than what it is. So I end up having to go travel a lot just to pick up my child support, which he won't even use PayPal, Google Pay, nothing, because it's too hard for him to do that because he says it takes too much. Anyways, so at least he pays me, but he never checks on the kid, never asks how he's doing, never asks to see him, never calls him on his birthday, didn't get him any Christmas gifts, nothing, okay? So that's where I am with baby daddies. So yes, bad judge on dudes. I have no taste in men, apparently, but I'm a good judge in other things. So we'll go back to some of that story here soon. And that's what puts me on Jerry Springer for the most part, is that I just fucked up with all that. And so my podcast, I want it to be about some of the stuff I've been through, some of the stuff that I made bad choices on, and where I make good choices some, and the things that I want to help people see the difference between raising a regular child and a special needs child. That's a podcast in itself. My baby E, he has CP. Let me give you a little background on his special needs. He was born with a brain injury. So when I was pregnant with him, he had a stroke in utero, and that caused his brain to not develop on the frontal lobes. And when they found this out, I found out while I was pregnant, I went through hell, and I mean hell. They were telling me my kid was going to die. They were telling me he was going to have seizures the minute he came out, that he wasn't going to be able to breathe, that he would never be normal. They were giving me every worst scenario possible. They even had a hospice nurse call me to prepare me for the death of my baby. So here I have, you know, my other four boys who, at the time, my oldest was only 15. He was with me when they told me this, so he saw me break down crying. He didn't know how to handle it. I feel bad that he had to hear that, because I didn't know when I went to the doctors that that is what was going to be said to me. And he had to see me go through the fact that I left being told my kid that I'm carrying might not live. And a lot of women have to go through that. And so I went through some pretty bad stages at the end of my pregnancy, emotionally. And when I went into labor, I went by myself. I had a neighbor take me to the hospital. I didn't want anybody there. I didn't want anybody there in case he did die. I really didn't want anybody to have to see it. It was a horrible thing that I went through. So my neighbor, she refused to leave me though. And so she went up there with me, and I'm glad she did, because she got to follow him. And when they took him from me and keep an eye on him and let me know what was going on, because of course, doctors and nurses, they were so busy with him that they forgot to tell me what was going on. And so she did that for me. And there was 20, 30 doctors in my room when I gave birth to him. It was a different experience. So he was fine, obviously, because he's still here. He's 7 years old today, but he has CP, and he's what's known as a spastic quadriplegic. So that means he is very spastic muscle-wise. He has no use of his limbs. He can't use his legs or his arms. So he has to be taken care of 24/7. So I wanted to talk about that with people and let them know or hear the things I go through as a parent with a special needs kid, and some of the things I go through as a parent with regular kids. And maybe I can help somebody see the difference, because when we go out, people do stare at us. And some people, they don't know. They just don't know. And it's a matter of just being educated in the matter. But it also took me, and part of this podcast, and I'm sorry that I'm talking so slow and talking so much, and I'm sure it's pretty boring right now, and hopefully I figure out how to do this, because it is my first time. I have no clue what I'm doing. But part of this too, in my podcast, I want to compare some of that. I want to tell some of my stories. And I want people to realize that you can take care of yourself too while being a mom. And it took me 20 years as a mother to realize, I mean, I've been a mom for 21 years, but it's taken me 20 years as a mom to realize I need to take care of me too. And I need to do things for myself so that I can take care of them. And I think as parents and as moms, we fail in that department a lot. We're always taking care of everybody else. We're not just moms, right? We're taxi cabs, nurses, counselors, teachers. We are sisters and aunties and wives and cousins. And we take care of everybody else but ourselves. We always put ourselves last. And so last year, I decided to start putting myself probably in the middle. And I do need to learn to put myself up a little bit higher. I'm still doing things that I shouldn't be as a parent. And I need to learn this. And I'll get there, I'm sure. And so last year, I decided I was going to bowl again. I used to bowl all the time. When I was younger, before I had kids, I bowled a lot. And then when I had my first two, I still bowled a lot. They went with me to the bowling alley all the time. I'm sorry, it's called a bowling center now. Back then it was a bowling alley. They went with me all the time. They were put in the nurseries, or they ran around the bowling center. Everybody knew who they were. I, you know, took them with me, and therefore I bowled a lot. And then I had two more kids, and the same thing. Those, I had all four of them. They all four went with me, or two would stay with their grandma, while two went with me to bowling. And my kids always stayed in two, you know, A and B were together, C and D were together. They were close in ages. A and B and C and D are 13 months apart. So they stay really close together for the most part. So usually if you had one, you had the other. And I did that stuff back then. And then it just kind of died off. It got harder when they got in school. I couldn't keep them out later at night. I was at one point keeping them out. I wasn't putting them on schedules. Didn't force them to do their homework. And that's biting me in the ass now. We'll get into that later. But you got to take care of yourself. So last year I decided I'm going back to bowling, because I hadn't bowled in a while, probably over a year, year and a half. I'm going back to bowling. And then I made the rash decision out of nowhere that I was going to play ice hockey. My kids have been playing. Baby C's been playing for, I think, 5 years now. Baby D started 2 years ago. And so I watch them and I see them go through everything. And I love the game. I love the sport. I love seeing them do it. And I decided I'm going to play too. Never ice skated before. Never knew how to play the sport. And I jumped in and started playing. And I love it. It changed my life, honestly, just in that short period of time. And I also decided to go back to the gym. And so then you're probably like, how does this bitch fucking have the time to do all this? Like, five kids, one with special needs, I'm bowling, I'm playing hockey, I have to work specific shifts, I'm going to the gym. Well, also, let me tell you, I'm obsessed with TV too. I watch so much TV, it's ridiculous. And part of my podcast is going to be some of the reviews on that. Like, I want to talk about TV and movies to everybody. I have a passion for those too. And I craft. So I make hoodies and I make t-shirts and I make card decals and I paint. And I just picked up photography. I suck at it. I'm trying to learn it. I haven't had the time to sit down and actually learn photography. I'm trying to figure out how to fit that in. But I'm here to tell you there is time to take care of yourself. And you just have to figure out how to do that. And so when I was a younger mom, I was a little selfish. And some of us probably can agree that they were too. And now that I'm older, I'm starting to be selfish again. In the middle, I didn't do anything for myself. And I gained weight. I have been alone. I have had no relationships. I lost quite a bit of friends. And I think some of the friends I lost were due to baby E, because he takes a lot out of me and a lot of energy and a lot of work. And he ends up in the hospital sometimes. And I have to stay with him. I don't leave him. And he has doctor's appointments and IEP meetings. And I go through a lot with him. And I will compare some of that with you guys when we talk about that. Anyways, more about me. I love movies and TVs, as I said, and we plan on doing some reviews. Born and raised in Colorado. Never left it. The cost of living here is killing me, though. So I have to live with my mother. I'm 40. I'm in my 40s. And I have to live with my mother still, because rent on a 3-bedroom house is $2,300 in Aurora. I can't afford that. I can't work full time. Because, I mean, I do work full-time, but I can't work full-time on top of what I do to make more money because of baby E. Sorry, I just almost gave his name away, but we'll leave it at that because he can't get embarrassed because he really doesn't know what goes on. So I have to live with my mom. I have a dog. We'll give you her real name. Her name's Alaska. She's awesome. She's crazy smart, full of energy. I love the Broncos. I love the Avalanche. Like I said, I love hockey. I love watching my kids play hockey. I love playing. And not only do I have all this other shit going on, I decided to pick up and be the manager to their hockey team this year. Not even comparable to being a manager to a football team or basketball team, which I've done before because my kids played all those sports. Holy shit, the hardest job volunteer wise ever. Not sure I'll do it again. And I can tell you some of the duties I had to do with that. It is ridiculous. And I'm bullying. I'm a CNA, which I'm Alex's CNA. I have a bachelor's degree in healthcare administration. Can't use it because I'm stuck doing what I'm doing with Alex. But just for those of you that know, I got my bachelor's degree working full time, school full time, and for four children at the time. I did go into my master's degree, but I had to let that one go when Alex was born. I had to give something up. I was still working full time at the hospital when baby Alex, apparently you guys know his name now. I'm trying not to embarrass my kids, but when he was born, I tried to stay working for a year, but it just didn't work out for me. His seizures, he went through 7 different daycare providers in the first year because some daycare providers couldn't handle it. I couldn't handle some of the other daycare providers and the way they were acting or how they treated my kid. And so at that point is when I made the decision to leave working and be his CNA. I mean, he didn't have school or anything at the time, so he needed full-time care at that point. And I chose to do that. I love tattoos. I love getting tattoos. I love people that have tattoos on them. It's beautiful artwork. It's something that I feel is a great therapy. If I could afford it more, I'd probably be tatted up. I'm a bigger girl, so I'm not going to lie. There's no visual here on these posts, but I'm a big girl. And I do all this stuff. And I am going to the gym and I'm trying to work on it, which part of this podcast I want to is to talk about my week at the gym and how I did. Because a lot of times I'll go work out and I don't push myself. I just walk. I do the sauna. I do the steam room. Then my fucking ass goes over, leaves the gym and decides I'm hungry and I go fucking pick up McDonald's. So what good am I doing? I'm at least maintaining, I guess. It's something that I'm working on. But I can tell you going to the gym, whether I stay the weight that I am or I lose weight, mentally, it has been great. Like mentally, it has done good things for me. My crafting, I love to talk about my crafting and glitter. I love glitter. Speaking of glitter, has anybody seen the movie Spies in Disguise? They have this, spoiler alert if you haven't seen it, but it's called Kitty Glitter. Not litter, but kitty glitter. And I swear they need to invent that in the real world to make people so happy. It was crazy. If you've seen it, you'd understand what I'm saying. And I hate cleaning. I still fucking do it because I don't want rats and bugs and shit in my house. I just don't do it all the time. So like I told you before, I live with my mom. She is very anal about cleaning. Like I don't know if it's just because she's older, like way older than me apparently, but, or if it's because she's a Pisces, I don't know what the hell it is, but she's very anal about things needing to be cleaned right this second all the time. She hates clutter. Well, when you have a disabled child, you have medical shit everywhere. And I am not lying about this. I don't have a room specifically designated for medical stuff. So it's all over the house and it drives her nuts with the clutter. I don't like dirtiness, but I'm not going to clean every 5 seconds. I would rather sit down and watch TV and relax than spending my little bit of free time cleaning the house. Sometimes I'll clean when I'm home from the gym because I have all this energy and it's the best time to do it. I hate the cold. Like, it's funny that I say that because I'm on the ice. I skate. I'm out on the ice. I stand in the penalty box with the boys. I stand out there and I do the stats. I'm literally in an ice rink 5 to 7 times a week sometimes. And I hate the cold. But that cold in the ice rink's a different kind of cold. I hate like the bitter cold when you walk outside and your teeth hurt or your nips get hard or something like that. I can't stand that kind of cold. But anyways, that was me in a nutshell. It's who I am. The more podcasts I do, I will hopefully explain things better and you get a better view of me, of who I am and how I can help people find their way with certain things or just help you understand. Sometimes parents that have special needs kids, they're different creatures altogether. I've seen some special needs parents that have their shit together, like everything is together. The therapies, the medications, the appointments, the babysitting, like They don't leave their kid even for a second. And those parents, they're well put together. And then you have parents like me that I feel like I'm somewhat together with special needs. He never misses a doctor's appointment. He never misses anything. He never misses his meds. I go do what I got to do with them. He has therapy all the time. But I'm quick to fire a therapist who I feel isn't doing a job or is wasting my time. I don't let it just keep in there. And so I have fired a couple of therapists before. And I know some special needs parents that are afraid to step out and do that. To me, it's, I don't have time for bullshit. And so if you're bullshitting me and you're here wasting my time and you're doing something I can do for my kid myself, I don't need your ass. But he still needs his therapy. So I have to go with that. And there's some parents with special needs kids that probably aren't even on top of things the way I am. And they struggle and maybe they need help. And so I just kind of want people to have a different outlook when they see stuff like that, that maybe they should try to understand the special needs aspect of things a little bit more. And I look really forward to sharing a lot of this stuff with you guys because it's very dear to my heart, the special needs, the hockey. I cannot tell you how much hockey has changed our lives. And people probably think, how can a sport change your life? I can almost cry talking about how hockey has changed our lives. And plan on doing these on Fridays just because I want to give some reviews about TV over the week. I was watching The Bachelor, but God, I got on my nerves already with Peter. I don't know if any of you watch it, but the group of girls that's on this time, they're a bunch of just not very good group of girls. And I'm obsessed with Survivor. And I mean obsessed with Survivor. It's probably my most favorite reality TV show. Probably my most TV show. I rewatch them. I watch them. And coming up in February is Survivor's 20th year, 40th season. They do two seasons a year. So it's the 40th season and it's the 20th year anniversary and it's year 2020. So they did something epic and they're having winners go against winners. So everybody on the show is somebody who has won before and they're all playing for $2 million instead of $1 million. And these are some good players. So I literally can't wait for this season to start and see how it turns out. And I want to share some of that with you guys. How my workout's going through the week. How my kids' hockey's going through the week. I want to share, you know, some more personal stuff about things. I'm going to try to keep these limited to around 30 minutes. Nobody wants to sit and listen to somebody talk for an hour about themselves. But I tend to talk a lot, so they might go over some. I plan on getting back on track in the gym, too. So hopefully I can keep you guys updated on that situation and how I feel with that. And right now, I hope that this first episode gave you a little idea of who I am and where I'm going with this podcast. And if you like it, I'm assuming I'll have listeners. And if you don't, I'm pretty much using this as an online diary service just to record my life. So I guess I can win-win either way, right? So if something happens, my kids can come back and listen to the way I talk about them and how they gave me gray hair and how proud I am of them, even though I set them on the wrong track in life. And we'll go from there. Thanks again, and send me a message if you have any questions. Thank you.